Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following joint practice with the Commanders.
Okay, good seeing everybody out here. Appreciate the scene. You know, you look around, you see the fans. Both teams had fans here. Obviously, they had some fans that came up, which is fun. Appreciate Ron Rivera, the Commanders organization, for bringing the team up here. Appreciate their team for the good competition, man, good practices, and just a first-class coaching staff there and all that. So I'm just really happy that we got a chance to get this in. I think we got better because of the practices and all that, and I hope they feel the same way. Now we'll be on to our next routine. We'll play them Monday night, and we'll be going forward from here. So what questions do you have? Can you repeat the last part?
There's a report that he's going to require foot surgery and he's going to have to miss some of the regular season.
Right. I can't comment on how much he'll have to miss because I think that's the timeline is indeterminate right now. It's just hard to determine. It's not going to be a long-term deal, though. And he is getting foot surgery today. That's confirmed.
So, I'm sorry, he is going to have foot.
Correct.
Did he get hurt in practice yesterday,
John? No, it's been a lingering thing. And they took a look at it and said, you know what, that's something we want to take care of now instead of waiting. Charlie Kohler?
Yeah.
You know, that's good. I mean, I was kind of managing a lot of things, so I haven't seen the tape yet. So to hear that makes me happy. You know, they had a really good day because that's what we've been shooting for. Charlie's a big, physical, talented guy. And I want him to express himself out there. That way he's a player. And that's good to hear that he did it. I can't wait to see the tape.
John, do you anticipate the same setup for the preseason game? Most of the starters won't play at all, and a little bit younger guys?
It'll be in the neighborhood. I don't know exactly what which way we'll go with certain guys, but it'll be in the same along the same lines.
John, this is like a general practice question. Like, have you ever in your career, feel like you gained an advantage from seeing
Sure. I think that's a really good question. Certainly an advantage. How significant is the thing you have to decide? You know, I mean, if anything's out there, I'm sure that this was live streamed, so I'm sure that, you know, the other teams will have those plays that they see and all that. So they'll look at that. Their scouts will look at the players on it just like they would a game. We do the same thing, you know, with other practices. You have to make a determination for the organization. Do you want to shut it all down and not let your fans see any of it? Or do you want to give your fans a chance to see it? So, you know, that you weigh it out. Coaches, obviously, we're more concerned with the information. But I also feel like it's worth the work. It's worth getting out here, going against another team and getting the work. And we're pretty conscientious about what we allow, you know, what we call and what we run.
John, obviously going up against another team, you get different types of matchups. Was there a specific matchup going against the Commanders that allowed you to look at a specific group on your own team more in-depth today or the next 2 days?
That's a really good in-depth, you know, precise question. And I would have to say I was thinking more big picture probably. You know, now you go back and you watch the tape and you start to see, I mean, there's players we're looking at on our team and their team and different things like that we want to learn, but nothing to that point really per se.
John, back when Lamar first took over at the start of that offense, you talked a good amount about how that was going to be like a real reimagining of what the offense was. This year with Todd coming in, how similarly drastic is the change, or is this more of evolution or building?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to say it's both, to be honest with you. I mean, I do think it's an evolution because so many of the schemes are similar and a lot of the words and terms are the same. We kept a lot of it. Todd's done a really good job of trying to blend it all together to create what we're going to be going forward. And that's what you try to do. Does it become something different, something new? Yeah, 19 it really was. How new and how different it'll be, we'll find out. But it will be what we feel we need to do to be most successful, and that's what you try to do. Yeah, I mean, there's two levels of concern. The one level is long-term. There's no long-term concern, right? And that's good. And then there's a short-term concern. There's plenty of short-term concern, and we've got to look at that, and it starts with the guys you have. We have guys that are ready to play, and they'll get an opportunity to get out there and continue to improve and get the reps. We'll see what they can do. And, of course, we're always looking for players, too.
Sorry, John. When a specific position gets you know, hit with a deluge of injuries like cornerbacks have, what's the messaging to that room or that position group to kind of, even though they're going through it and missing a lot of guys, how to keep it up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's any specific message is needed because these guys are pros. You know, they know what the situation is. And most guys look at it like an opportunity. Here's my chance. You know, I'm going to make the most of it, and that's what you want them to do.
And I think you addressed this the other day. It sounds like you'll continue to look at guys who are guys. Just
kidding. I got to hear you again.
Sorry. You guys are going to continue to look at corners and defense backs who are available for the offering.
Corners out there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you will look at them. But, you know, you got to understand, you know, it's late. You know, most guys are on teams right now. So part of that with the guys who are veteran guys is who's in shape. I mean, you know, who's been working? Who really wants to play this year? Because if you're a guy that's out, you got some pedigree, you got to be in shape. You got to be ready to go. And that's, you look at that. So it's really on those guys to be ready to play.
John, we didn't see Rashad out there. I mean, did just a rest day, or did he have any kind of setback?
No setback. It's a process. I mean, it's a process to getting guys back. So he's on schedule. Yeah, okay, good. Thanks.